What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
What could cause a marriage to end in less than a week? Mo is going to tell you here in just a couple of seconds, but I have to share with you guys a bizarre life is life in story yesterday. So there I am having this surreal experience while my girlfriend is taking pictures of my ex-wife and my kids for their family photos yesterday.
Oh.
Okay. And then I popped in and we all took them together. So my girlfriend is taking of me, my ex-wife, and my kids. And then her ex-husband shows up and hands Stacy the camera so my ex-wife could take pictures of them also with their kid.
Wow.
So let's...
That's the scene.
Dude.
Let's let this really wash over us. Because okay. For those that don't know, your girlfriend Amanda is a very talented photographer.
I believe so.
And so it makes sense that she would take family photos. So there you guys are. And there is Stacy and her new beau, Joe.
Joe didn't get to meet. He was supposed to be there, but couldn't make it last minute. So it would have been her new beau that
yes.
I set them up. We set them up with on the radio.
I love this.
He could have been there, right?
Okay, so there's Stace, there's Hollis, there's Hayden, there's you, and then there's your girlfriend, Amanda, taking photos of your family unit.
And then her ex-husband shows up.
And then he shows up, I'm assuming, with her son, Asa.
Yes, uh-huh.
And then she hands her camera over to Stace, and then Stace is taking pictures of her ex-husband, and their child while you're standing there.
That is all correct.
That is amazing.
That's a Hallmark movie I'd watch.
Yeah,
that's family-ception right there.
I can't believe it.
Seriously, right? All right, so tell us about the marriage that busted up in a week.
Yeah, something that y'all probably do in your marriages or relationships every day, which most would consider healthy, I believe, actually broke up a marriage in less than a week. And it was a wild story that I ended up hearing from a good friend of the family's over Thanksgiving. And he starts telling us this story, which is about his nephew. And his nephew is, I think, about 20 years old, I believe he is. And the nephew did not want to go to his dad, which is the guy who's telling the story. That's his brother. So he thinks he made a mistake and he comes to us to tell us what he did. So his nephew came to him at some point and said, "Unc, I want to tell you something that I don't really want to talk to my dad about just yet." So he's like, "Okay, what is it?" So he says, "You know, the young lady that I met, he met this young lady, I think, 2 months before. He had known her like something like that, either 2 or 3 months maximum." And he tells his uncle, "I think I want to marry her."
After 2 months.
After 2 months.
Oh, that's romantic.
Sometimes when you know, you know.
Sure.
Right. So the uncle looks at him like, "Bro, what?" Like, you know, like a little crazy. Like, are you sure? So he's like, "Well, that's the thing. I was afraid to tell you because, well, the guy that's telling the story and his nephew are black," which it'll make sense why I'm telling you that in a second. So the nephew, because I thought this was funny, looks at the uncle and says, "Well, I feel like y'all are all going to judge me the way you're looking at me now." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" So he says, "Well, because she's white." And the uncle is like, "Dude, I don't, no one cares that she's white. I'm looking at you like this because you're marrying her after 2 months."
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that. And then he's like, "Oh." Yeah.
So he's already in defense mode.
The whole time he's thinking that's why people are going to judge him.
Right.
So he's like 2 months, you're 20, she's 20. What is the rush? I just met each other. Take it easy.
Oh, and they're only 20?
Super young.
Yeah.
So the nephew's like, "Listen, man, she wants to do it, and I think she's the one. I'm all in."
That's always the correct answer. "Well, she wants to do it."
Right. So then he's like, "Well, that's not for me to say. You know, if you want to get married, I can't tell you no. Do what you're going to do."
Some stores actually have a return policy longer than 60 days, and he's about to commit himself for life to a woman after 60 days.
60 days. So then the nephew was like, "All right, well, I think she's fine. I think she's the one. nephew's like, I mean, uncle's like, that ain't for me to say, do what you're going to do. So he gets married. He marries her.
Yay.
He tells the dad and the mom after he gets married. Dad gets so mad and ends up finding out that his brother knew and didn't tell him, kicks him out the house. Go live with your uncle then, since you're making grown man decisions.
Ooh.
You don't need to be in the house.
So they didn't have a wedding. They just went to like a justice of the peace and got married and told the family after the fact.
That's exactly what they did.
Well, the second part of this is more shocking to me, man, is that dad's like, all right, you closer to your uncle? Go live with him.
Dad was pissed. Dad felt like since you are a grown man making grown man decisions,
yeah,
then it's time to go live with your wife or your uncle, right? So then nephew doubles down. Bet.
I mean, I get it, because if my son told my brother, his uncle, that he was doing that, yeah, and then got married and then told me after the fact and my brother knew the whole time.
Yeah, that's hard not to take personally.
Right.
Yeah.
So he kicks him out. The nephew now has to decide if he wants to go live with his wife and her family or if he wants to live with his uncle. And he chooses his uncle. He goes to live. So the uncle is like, well, he feels like I didn't want to let him live with me, but I kind of have to. Like, I kind of put myself in a tight spot. I'm going to at least give him some time to work it out. And then he's thinking, in the meantime, I'm going to try to convince him to get out of this marriage and repatch it up with his parents. So he starts saying his prayers. And he said it didn't last long, because literally about 6 days later into his nephew moving in with him, he overhears his nephew on the phone in the room. And he can tell it's an argument. So he starts eavesdropping. No other way to put it. He starts listening. Mm-hmm. And then he hears the nephew go, what are you tripping about? And he's assuming that he's talking to his wife, which he was. And apparently 3 days had gone by and the wife hadn't heard from him because of whatever he was doing for work, whatever the case was. So he says to her, if this is how this is going to be being married to you, that if 2 or 3 days go by and I don't check in with you, then I don't think this is going to work.
Oh, come on, man.
And he's doubling down on this. Like, sometimes I got to work and I can't necessarily get back to you. So I don't think he really knew how this whole marriage thing works. But that was enough for him to apparently go back to where they got married and see if he could get it annulled or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said he had 30 days, which, yeah, I didn't even know was a thing, but he had 30 days. He ended up getting it annulled, and they are no longer married. It was over in 6 days.
Dang. So you can return a marriage the same way you can something you buy on Amazon.
I learned something new. I had no idea you could do that.
If you do it within a certain time, I'm sure the states have different time periods. But yeah, instead of having to go through the whole rigmarole of a divorce, you can just get it annulled, and basically you're getting your divorce overturned, or you're getting your marriage overturned.
When we have more time, we will have to open up the Burt Show Book of Records and ask if anybody can beat 1 week. One week. Married before you got divorced.
All right, so six days.
Less than a week. My man is divorced now with nowhere to live.
All right, I have a follow-up question. So now that the marriage is over, does dude get to move back in with Pops, or is Pops over the whole thing?
So that's what I asked. And at the time, he told me that, Dad was still like, yeah, give me another week, and Dad is still steaming.
I look at things a little differently now, and so I'm on the nephew's side as far as, like, instead of coming down on him, I'm not telling his parents. I want to know what the parents did to make it so he didn't want to tell them.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a history there for sure. He feels closer to the uncle. And, you know, at the end of the day, it might have been the black-white thing. Who knows?
Could have. I mean, his dad kicked him out the house. Right. Like, that was a bit much.
Right? And so it makes me like, now I kind of get why he didn't tell you that he was getting married.
He knew something.
I'd like the other side of the story.
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.